Sick transit, Gloria. Glory fades. Especially if you're Jesse Lacey. Hello, we are still doing movies again. We watched Rushmore for this week's episode of...
Well, we'll just tell your mother that we ate it all.
Let's go.
Hastings.
Here comes Hastings.
I wonder if it was the Jaws theme. Hastings.
Hastings.
We're going to need a bigger bong.
Yes, and we're off. 15 seconds in, baby.
Fuck. This is going to be an all-timer.
Yeah, dude. That'll be the last laugh on the pod. I'm going to talk about having depression for 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah,
it's
going to be an all-time bad episode.
Oh. Yeah.
We went too hard too quickly, and we talked about the movie for 30 minutes before we did the
podcast. Yeah, you guys would be so upset if you knew how much we talked about the movie on pod.
We got so much into the mise-en-scene that you guys would be like, what the fuck?
I actually wrote a Wes Anderson essay. While we were before the pod, and then I burnt it, so no one will ever know.
You know,
I
wouldn't be surprised if somewhere in a Tumblr page, long forgotten, there was a Wes Anderson essay by Andrew Hastings.
No, I've never written an essay recreationally.
Did you ever have a Tumblr?
Yeah.
What was on it?
There would definitely have been some like Rushmore image. I didn't post much. Like, I didn't.
Did you like blog, or was it just you
reblogged.
Posting? Like, yeah,
okay. I mostly reblogged like shit I thought was funny or whatever,
or stuff pornography.
That you thought, or stuff.
No,
that...
I used it. So the reason I had it
is to get, so you could to get look laid. At the pornography.
No, it was so I could look at pornography. It was. I'm a touch too old for Tumblr. Like, yeah. I was 23 when it was like sort of.
And your name was like what? X Broken Heart Bandit X.
I think it was. Gerard Stan fanboy Eminem Gerard
man.
Way number
and
one.
Your dad was, just, was your dad was just like, man, he loves me. This fucking shitty kid.
Yeah, mine was fuck yeah trans things.
Yeah. I've said this on the pod, but yeah, there's a photo of me did get reblogged by a hot gay emo boys Tumblr.
That was like two episodes ago.
But yeah, that was from my Tumblr.
But we're reliving it, baby.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, no, it was good. Yeah, it was good shit. I definitely masturbated to Tumblr a lot. It was that was like
I found some all right porno ones that I had a good JO to.
There was it was also because it was
like, if you're gonna...
How do I word this? It was the first social media site for me, at least, where like girls I knew would post photos of their breasts.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And yeah, I was like happy to consume that content. Now, yeah, let's forget what I was searching in tags, and let's forget how far back I was going into people's Tumblrs and all that sort of stuff. That wasn't just me being presented the content; it was me actively seeking out and like trying to find. Yeah, I'd find people's Tumblrs and look up what they're
the
doing.
The moment that you first realize that people you know are posting pictures of them that are scantily clad is like.
It started a lifelong love affair.
Well, you're
for
just
me.
you're just like originally.
I bet you fucking go to town on my Instagram then, baby.
Oh my lord!
Originally, like I think.
Nah, you look too much like my mate Reese. I apologize. That was maybe too far.
Yeah, it's like a kind of a game changer, but it also makes you feel deeply creepy.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's why I was dancing around.
But that's always the eternal argument is like. If you found out someone you knew had jerked off, like looking at you or thinking about you or whatever, would you feel creeped out or flattered?
It absolutely depends on the person.
Yeah, it depends. it depends
whether or not you're interested.
Yeah, if it's Hastings,
I would be happy for it to be someone I'm not interested in. That wouldn't creep me out, but it would be like if it was someone
you didn't like.
Yeah, but someone I didn't like or someone...
I think it's someone with, like, a fucked vibe, right?
It's someone with a fucked vibe and also someone where, like, if my... Yeah, if, like, my dynamic with them was... would like, there's a lot of different dynamics that could make that weird. And, then that would be weird. But most of my mates, like... Like, for example, right? Let's say Jamie...
Let's say Jamie Cook.
Let's say... Well, okay, like... how do I word this? It's like...
If I beat off to you,
yeah,
which you have,
yeah,
if it was an innocent, if I got the culmination,
it's just
of
an innocent beat off.
If the culminations of its
just
parts,
supporting a mate,
maybe totally right. That's kind of what I'm getting at. If the summation of its parts makes me feel as if it's an innocent crush or an innocent attraction, or like yeah, they like me or they want to fuck me, whatever. That's cool, and I might not want to fuck them, but that's fine. But if there was anything that made it feel like sinister, that would make me uncomfortable.
If you're feeling sinister.
Yeah. It's also like, we're saying this as if it's hypothetical. People have beat off to all our Instagrams for certain. No, there's no doubt about it at all.
Yeah, I've like started getting quite a few...
I'm sure someone beat off to my MySpace.
For sure.
I've started getting quite a few creepy messages from dudes in the DMs on Instagram. And
sorry about that. I'd had a few drinks.
But the girl I am seeing, like, she responds to them and, like, sees how long she can waste their time for before they get really gross.
So I
tried that the other day.
Yeah, and now you're dating one of them.
I imagine they
That's just how you are.
I imagine they get gross pretty quick. Like.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, not as quick as I thought, but, like, you just respond, like, kind of literally and matter-of-factly to, like, the inane questions, like, how old are you or whatever, and, like...
how old are you?
They always ask how old you
that's
are.
So funny, because you're in your
30s. Yeah, I know.
Like, that's such a, like, yeah, I'm Jesse Lacey. How old are you? Like, it's been
they
it's
always
like,
ask
to how, a woman in her 30s.
Like, yeah, they always ask how old you are. Yeah. But
what do they, when you tell them your age, how do they react?
Okay, is usually it.
Because what else reaction is there to 32?
And then another question.
Damn.
Yeah,
31?
Yeah.
32. You're 31.
31.
Yeah.
But, like, then he said, like, something like, do you have a special man in your life or something like that? To which I said, no, I'm a lesbian. And he said, okay.
Penis.
But then, what was it? I might have a screenshot here.
While you're looking at that screenshot, can I ask a question?
Yeah. Sure.
When they said, do you have a special man in your life? And you said, no.
Did you?
Like, how could you? Is my question, I guess. Oh, is how could you forget about the big dog?
Do you have
your
any
number one man?
Do you have any?
Yeah, it's Andrew Hastings.
Andrew Hastings is the special man of my life.
I thought this was a great turn.
That means such
like,
a funny thing.
Try
to
and
do
get
to
it into his favor. Do you have any special man? I'm a lesbian. Okay. Can you make a relationship with my sister? She is also a lesbian.
Man. Man, good on it. What a good brother, right?
That's why you
for a guy
here.
That was just like, I don't like sinister vibes. For a guy to like be like, hey, want to fuck?
Yeah.
How about my sister? I'll bring the popcorn.
But like, how yuck is that? That guy's essentially just immediately switched to like imagining his sister fucking someone.
This one's all above board. I was DMing this girl for a bit. Much in the way Rose is describing. I was DMing this girl who, like, there was... She said...
it's just you. How old are you?
She said... Where do you live?
This was years
Which
and years
country
ago.
Is
this,
that?
This was years ago.
I've never heard of Turkmenistan before.
He said, where do you live? And I said, Sydney. He said, which country? I was like, Australia, dude. And then he goes, oh, yes, the country I am also from. That's what he said.
yes, the country that I am also
one
from.
One of those famous Australians that's never been heard of Sydney.
Yeah, it sounded like... It was like talking to like a cyborg. Like.
Yeah, that rocks. So I was...
And they're probably coming out of it as well, like your matter-of-fact answers being like, fuck, all trans people are autistic. You're just like, fucking read the room, man. Like,
yeah, can't she tell I'm trying to fuck? Does she not know I'm trying to fuck her? What's going on?
I don't know how much more I could... I'm asking her to date my sister. Like, why hasn't she asked for a picture of my penis?
That guy's got a podcast about teen sex comedies too.
and it's better than that.
So just for clarity, the girl sent the first message, and it was in Adelaide years and years ago. I was on a bit of a tear, and so I was like, oh cool, thanks for I'm glad you liked the show, cool, yeah maybe we get a drink sometime. There was a few messages in between, but that was the gist of it. And she was like, oh, I got a boyfriend, sorry, but you know, I'll check out if you got any other gigs in. I was like, yeah cool. But then the next day, her little sister, who was also at the show, DM me being like, I'm single. And I ended up
little sister, huh?
She was like 20. I was like 24 and she was like 20. No, I was like 23, I think. No, wait, fuck, how? I was 25. It was, yeah. I was,
this is all over the place.
I was 25.
It was last week and she was 16.
I did my first solo run in Adelaide when I was 25, yeah.
Who gives a shit?
That girl certainly did.
But you probably just beat off to the fact that people were like, I like the show, right?
Yeah, but then I beat
like
off.
Someone shows you like a try booking page and you're like, oh.
Totally, absolutely. I do beat off to that, but then I beat off again to the nudes they sent me. I call it a 2-for-1.
Oh, God.
They've got to use a code.
Hey, here's a funny thing that I did this week, which is not really gross, but I thought it was kind of cool. It's like I had a dream that like two friends of mine were a couple. Mm-hmm. Who have never met each other before from different friend groups. And then I woke up and I was like, that's kind of a good match. So I took them for drinks the other night, and then they ended up making out.
That is cool.
I rule.
I shouldn't just repeat the tweet, right?
Yeah, no, you should.
It was very nice of you to take me and your mum out for drinks, Rose.
I was setting you up for that.
I know, and that's why I was like, oh, fuck, do I... Yeah, it feels dishonest to repeat a tweet. Like, it's on record as being before this.
Yeah. But, you know...
I'll repeat a riff.
Not everyone's looking at the Twitter.
That's true.
I got a fucking pretty decent amount of likes on that.
I liked Hastings one.
Thanks,
man.
Have you been...
Yeah, and I noticed you didn't like mine.
Well, Did I not? I usually...
It's a different flavor of tweet.
I usually always make sure I like both when it's a reply because people do notice.
It's all right. I didn't need it. I got about 363 on there. So
damn, that's too many.
363. That's the... Come on, give me something here. Give me something. 363. It's the number of...
Times.
Oh, wait. Here we go. Okay, I've got it. Something. Give me a minute.
Should we pause the... Should we pause the Zoom? God, you're really straining.
He's going to have an aneurysm.
Okay, fuck. 363.
It'll be 333, whatever you're trying to do.
No, I was going to do days of the year minus two.
Right.
So I was trying to think of something I did twice last year, but I couldn't, I didn't have a good one.
Did well, right. Stand up.
Oh, man. I love comedy right now. I'm having the best time.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, that's
great.
What
have you been doing?
Just gigs, just like spots. It's been great.
It is kind of nice, huh?
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm like just feeling really positive and good about everything. It's nice, like about comedy at least.
How's the bouldering going?
I haven't been for a bit over a week because Yvette's been like not feeling like Yvette's been sick. I'm going in a few days. I've been doing weights in my lounge room. I've been drinking pea protein.
Pee like urine?
Yeah, pea protein. Urine. I've been drinking urine. No, it's like pee. It's a type of vegan, like vegan protein powder.
In like year 10 or something like that, we had to write for PE like a report on alternate therapies, and I did urine therapy and called it taking the piss.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good. What'd you get?
I did quite well, I think. I was good at the theory side of PE, not so good at the prac.
What nerd is good at the theory side of PE and not the prac? That
this
rocks.
Moron, how does that not track for me?
Yeah. Do you guys want to see my bicep or what? Are we doing this?
I know, like I realized that people maybe weren't into my progressive, transgressive comedy styles when I did a PE assignment once where we had to do like a presentation for like fake PE products. Hmm. And I got like a box of Nurofen and like photoshopped it, and I called it Dr. Dre's performance enhancing drug just because the idea that Dr. Dre having like a workout drug was so funny.
His name's Dr. Dre, that's very funny.
Yeah. And I thought it was hysterical and I was like, this is going to just crush in the room, and people were just like, I don't get it. And I was like, fucking give me 15 years. I'll move out to the inner west. I'll run an open mic.
Hey guys, check this out. What the fuck is that? That's crazy. I'm massive, Jamie.
What a shit tattoo. Oh. Got him.
How dare you, Rose.
show us the try side.
Like on the back? You want like do the same thing, but on the back?
Well, you're going to just...
Oh, that's that
way. Yeah. Oh, that's shaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going for it.
Shaking doesn't feel like a good sign.
Yeah. No,
it's straining.
I'm
under
straining.
The, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's so big.
Your bicep is... You're actually pretty big.
Yeah, I'm massive, dude.
You're not massive.
No, I'm just very skinny. I'm like... Yeah. I'm just freakishly skinny at the moment, so it's any muscle at all is just exploding off my fucking skeleton. It's great.
Ooh.
I don't think... I think I'm like... Maybe lost too much weight a little bit. I was looking at myself in the mirror yesterday with my shirt off, and I was like, I don't think this is good.
And that's where the pea protein comes in.
Yeah, I'm trying to gain weight.
Is it like green?
No, it's like a beige thing. It tastes like cardboard. It's awful.
It sounds disgusting.
But I'm trying to, you know.
Did you like peas?
Like tea?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind them. Mushy peas and a pie.
I don't like mushy peas. I like regular peas. I don't even like baby peas.
Thing.
They're too close to mushy peas.
What's the difference?
Because smaller is like... If they're smaller, they're closer to being mushed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand what you mean.
I guess I
even though
what
it
you
doesn't
mean.
Completely.
You know what?
Sense.
Like it's kind
of. Yeah,
like,
I do. Like, but
okay, Dippin' Dots, right?
Yeah.
Same idea.
Are they good?
Yeah,
they look good.
They are good, dude.
I don't think I've ever had one.
You strike me as a big ice cream boy for some reason.
I'm a big ice cream girl.
I quite like ice cream. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of like ice cream? What is Dippin' Dots? Explain to the listener.
It's just like teeny
just tiny
little dots
of
ice cream, right?
Yeah,
and you get a trillion of them.
Yeah, but give me the big one, baby.
Have we ever had the what's your favorite ice creams discussion on the podcast?
Oh, man. No. I think it's time.
Yeah.
As the show winds down, we wind up.
There's two different types of conversation you have here. There's like what you can get in like the ice cream parlor and then store-bought.
All right. Dan, great. Two categories. Mm. I got a top three.
What about gelato?
That's parlor.
I would say ice cream parlor, same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, I don't think so. I think gelato is its own separate category.
Ice cream parlor, gelateria.
That being said, I do not have a gelato.
I was going to say, what ice cream parlors are you going to that aren't gelato? Is it just Mr. Whippy? Like, what are you talking about?
It could be like, you know, like your
bitch.
It could be like going.
Barely around.
Could be like going.
Oh, yeah, but I spent like.
But I just remember my sister works at Ben & Jerry's.
But it could be like
Ben & Jerry's fucking rocks.
Yeah, but it could also be like they're like going down the south coast to like Kiama Ice Creamery or something like that.
Cold
it's
Rock.
Like, it's like chocolate, vanilla, rainbow. Oh yeah.
Cold Rock's like its own thing.
No, I'd call Cold Rock firmly in the vein of ice cream parlour.
All right.
Does Cold Rock even exist anymore? Okay, yeah.
We've now debated the terms of list your favorite ice creams. Longer than we should have spent on discussing the
ice
creams.
We also haven't gone into poles versus...
yeah.
Cones
well,
versus
also,
cups.
I was about to bring up... Like,
well, because like a Cornetto is very different than an icy pole.
Totally.
Different from a magnet.
Icy pole is a nice block.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
But these are all store-bought. My thing I was going to say is like, if you were like Hastings right now, any kind of ice cream, go, what do you want?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd probably say Mr. Whippy, right?
Just like straight vanilla.
Man, like maybe with the chocolate, maybe not, depending on my mood.
A flake.
Man, maybe. Who knows? But like in the actual ice cream itself, it's probably my favorite kind. But that doesn't really, like, if someone goes, what's your favorite ice cream? That doesn't even enter my mind.
Yeah,
so I think
true.
Usually that question.
It's always good when you get it, but you never think
so
of it first
good.
Choice.
That's their business model.
It's the Andrew Hastings of ice creams. It's always good, but you never think of it first.
That's where my original two-parter came in. Because someone says, what's your favorite ice cream? What they either mean is, what's your favorite flavor? Or what's your favorite, like, store-bought one?
Yeah.
I know, we get it.
Man, I have... Yeah, this... We could divide it into about 30 subcategories, and we will.
All right. I'm gonna take Mr. Whippy out of the
equation. Welcome to Just Tell Your Mother We Ate It All podcast about ice creams.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Mr. Whippy out of the equation, because that does complicate it too much. I'm gonna go the two broad categories just to wrap this up.
Mm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I got a top three. I got a top three for the ice cream parlor. All right. Mm-hmm. Cookies and cream.
Mm-hmm.
Choc mint.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, salted caramel.
Ooh.
Yeah, man.
Salted caramel gets too heavy for me.
Man, three of the greats.
Choc
mint is one of the king flavors.
And it's so hard to argue with. It's like brushing your teeth with ice cream.
Me and...
and a little sweet treat for daddy.
That's what you say to your mum while you're like in your room at night going... Blah, blah.
When I say shit like that, and it's crazy that I'm underweight.
And then I'm going to go outside and have a menthol cigarette.
Yeah.
me and a friend of the show, Jared McGowan, once went to Gelato Messina and got salted caramel... thick shakes.
Yeah.
And I've almost never regretted anything more in my life, and he was the same.
Well, yeah. I used to like it. Yeah, because you used to be able to go down a basket.
Was the caramel so heavy you guys almost didn't have sex?
No, nothing would stop us. We were going to have it regardless.
Yeah. The Baskin Robbins thick shakes were dope. I used to go to Castle Towers and get... like the chocolate chip cookie dough in a thick shake.
That's good.
Chocolate chip cookie dough is my absolute number one choice for ice cream.
You might have missed this. You might not have got over here early enough. Or you lived out there, so maybe. But like Wendy's thick shakes. That was good shit.
Oh, yeah, Wendy's thick shakes.
There was
great.
A Wendy's at Ringham
Shake
Mall.
Shake and dog, brother?
Yeah.
Sister?
Yeah.
I don't know if we had that.
The shake and dog deal, you got a thick shake and one of those shitty hot dogs where like they don't even slice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They
no,
put
I know what you mean. Yeah,
they
yeah.
put the glory hole in it and shove the fill it with sauce. They used to have that for lunch all the time.
There was a Wendy's at Ringham Mall, and this woman who was like used to live with him was my best friend for a long time. She worked at the Wendy's at Ringham Mall for a very long time, so I would spend hours just loitering around there, being like, "Can I have another thick shake, please?"
Oh man, like Ingerdine Court, where Franklin's was, where Mum did the shopping. There was a Wendy's
so good
outside
to
of that.
Record
just
an
always
episode of my podcast Community Notice. Did you ever fuck with a New Zealand Natty ice cream?
I never got into it, but the shakes were good.
They do a very good, like, I think it's like a raspberry cheesecake one, maybe.
I'd forgotten that existed until you just said
it. I only just remember because I went back to Macquarie Centre where I worked for the first time in like years and it was still there. And I was like, oh, shit.
I think maybe my sister like really briefly worked at one of them, but I'm not sure.
But yeah, my top three.
Yeah.
We got chocolate chip cookie dough.
Yeah.
We've got mint choc chip.
Yeah.
Then strawberry cheesecake.
Man, strawberry cheesecake? Mm. I'm not normally into strawberry as a flavor, but in an ice cream, in strawberry cheesecake, I'm right there
if
with you,
if we're fucking Neapolitan, if we've got the Neapolitan dude, and we're sharing it, I'm
100%.
Carving out the strawberry. 100%.
Oh, you are welcome to it.
Yeah, because motherfuckers always got chocolate. Yeah. Enjoy your death trap, ladies.
I'll go straight for the vanilla.
Vanilla is like underrated.
Yeah.
But vanilla's also overrated. Okay.
It's overused, underrated.
Yeah, that's probably.
Yeah, I've kind of got away with words.
Okay.
I'm going to give up one-liners.
For me...
Yes.
I'm going to go... this will get oddly specific to, like, certain places, but Bounty.
Okay.
Like the bar?
No, like... Well, it's supposed to taste like the bar.
Yeah, there's like
but you can get the frozen Bounty bars, like Mars Bar and Snickers.
Oh, no, those
stuff.
Aren't that good. I've had that.
Yeah.
It's like a stock standard flavor at Messina.
Most of those, the chocolate bar to ice cream conversions, most of them not great.
Twix, though.
Twix is great because it's anything with flake, it's like, you come on, brother. How can you go wrong with
Twix
flake?
One.
Like, any, like not, Twix not the
is,
bar,
no,
but
Twix
the
isn't
flake.
Flake. Twix is
not
crunch.
Flake, no, not flake, but like the like flake in it. I mean, not nothing to do with the chocolate bar flake. The bit of... What would you call it? Like,
well, Twix is like...
Wafer.
Biscuity.
Wafer, yeah.
Yeah,
the crunch,
biscuity
the,
crunch.
Yeah, biscuit. That's the word I was looking for.
But Bounty.
Man, we should go get ice cream.
Like, yeah, we'll get an ice cream on the way to the pub.
Get ice cream out of the pub.
Do you reckon they'd let you take ice cream into the pub?
Do pubs serve ice cream? Like,
some,
as a dessert?
Some do in cocktails.
Some would as like part of like a like dessert for kids.
Bourbon
like.
And ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rum raisin is a decent like
I don't
flavor.
Fuck with, I don't fuck with rum or raisins. So.
I like fine. So yeah. I love
I
rum.
Like spice rum.
The only reason I fuck with I like raisins pirates. Is because they've shrunk considerably. but Bounty, like proper like shitty ice creamery rainbow.
Oh man, I'm not. You're not wrong.
Which is like maybe even number one.
Don't
like
think
they
I've
could
ever
interchange.
Had it.
Let's do and it. Then, let's make the podcast about ice creams. Like every episode.
Well, we've got to get to Storeboard
we'll
after this.
We don't change the name either. We just change
show
it.
Your mother we ate it all, and it's just a picture of me in a diaper eating ice cream.
Yeah, all of us.
I was going to pitch instead of we'll just tell your mother we ate it all. We just change it to mother we ate it all.
Mother, comma we ate it all, and then just us holding an empty tub.
Man, how mad do you think people will get about that one?
Man. I
on
think
a scale would... of How I Met Your Mother to,
I don't know, to
staying on topic and doing a good podcast.
From a scale of...
I think people would be less mad than they would about
me too. But I think by the third episode, they'd be like, you've fucking milked this. You've creamed it.
Did it punnery?
I think if we were to make the scale, though, of audience, it's like, obviously, off-center is the zero. The 10, it's local celebrities calling me a cunt. That's the most popular thing among audience members, and it always has been.
Yeah.
You're talking your Tom Walkers, your Demi Lardners. That's kind of the whole
Alex
list.
White.
But, yeah, you know that local celebrity, Alex White?
Yeah. Well, he is to me.
The tallest man in Redfern.
Yeah, that's true.
It's probably not, but he'd be close, I guess.
Yeah.
What's listener, the right, if you know a taller man than Alex White that lives in Redfern, tell us.
The third, Turkish Delight.
Yeah, I don't fuck with Turkish Delight, but I do not begrudge people who do.
You got to get it from like Hakiki on Enmore Road. It's so good. Like I was like skeptical, and then someone shoved it in front of me. I was like, "This has changed."
You mean Turkish? Hold on. Do you mean Turkish Delight flavored ice cream,
yes.
Or do you mean Turkish Delight chocolate bar to ice cream convert? Because that also exists.
I meant the first one.
Okay. But do you like Turkish Delight in general?
I don't mind it.
I'm about to hit you guys with some facts.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
When I was a child, my favorite food was Turkish Delight.
What are you, Edmund from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
So, my favorite book when I was a kid was Edmund from was Lion,
your
Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Your favorite book was, you called it Edmund.
Yeah, Edmund. Well, in Voyage of the Dawn Treader, he is kind of the main character.
It also makes so much sense that that's your favorite book because he's like the kid that he's like, I'm actually cool if you just got the time to know
totally.
Me. Everyone
fucking
shits on me. I'm Edmund.
I loved
they should have called him Haste.
I was like a huge Chronicles of Narnia guy when I was like 6 or 7.
And
Edmund was my favorite one. And so I ate a lot of Turkish Delight.
Do you ever think about
changing really
your
like
name
it.
To Edmund Hastings?
I still really like the Turkish Delight chocolate bars, like the Cadbury runs as a nostalgic childhood thing.
Do you like the ones that are pure powdery?
The proper traditional ones, more traditional ones, I like them a lot as well. But as a more, you know, that's how I've aged into my palate. Turkish Delight ice cream, Bullshit, Turkish Delight ice cream bars. I've swung back around. Not bad.
I've never had the ice cream bar.
You'd hate it. They're awful. It's like a weird... They taste like the chocolate bar. It's a bit odd.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
like
love the chocolate bar,
cream.
But
it's
I...
It's like frozen jelly. It's weird.
I don't love the chocolate bar, but I do like actual Turkish
so
Delight.
So if we move now to store-bought, do we fuck off Ben and Jerry's out the window because we've already done like chocolate chip cookie
well,
dough?
Well, it's not store-bought. This is like ice cream bar you can get. And I think also no ice blocks.
I guess you
that's
can't,
different.
Yeah, I guess you can't go to a restaurant and get a fucking Calippo or a Magnum, right?
No ice
yeah.
blocks.
Oh, no. Magnum is included in this.
Where does that leave the humble
no,
slice?
No, I was saying like... I
well, there's ice cream in it, so...
Yeah, all right, okay, fair enough.
I more meant like Magnum's included in like a store-bought, but like you don't go to an ice creamery and be like, give me a fucking Magnum.
Yeah.
Like, if you do, you're a what we call basic bitch.
Yeah. I'll get a Magnum, but it's I would never say it's my favorite, but I'll go get a Magnum. I'll often get a flavored Magnum, like an Ego or a white chocolate or a choc chip or a choc chip mint or whatever. But if it's like a hot summer's day, like if I'm feeling it, right? If the sun's beating down and my brow is sweating, I'm looking for something simple. I'm looking for something that'll melt in my mouth. That chocolate vanilla, something about vanilla is so refreshing. You get that chocolate to make it a bit indulgent. Ooh, summer afternoon, summer loving.
See, I think the problem with ice cream, right, and it's not a problem because I do love ice cream, is that like as you get older, when the sun is beating down and your forehead is sweating, you immediately gravitate towards getting a beer.
Yeah, that's true.
Or an ice block.
No, even
I'll get
that,
an ice block for the walk.
Even that I would probably be like, you know what, I'm going to get like a fucking Coca-Cola.
The other thing as well is I'll get an ice block after some beers. I'll get an ice block on the way to some beers because it's just essentially sugar water frozen, but you can't be fucking with milk.
Yeah, it's like having a lemonade or something.
Like I'd be getting like, if it was cold, I'd just get like, my preference would be to go get a Coca-Cola in a glass bottle. And that I would fuck with more than an icy pole or an ice cream.
Yeah, this is more.
And then I would go beer, but like ice cream has to be a specific. Like, hey, let's go get ice cream, and then I'd be all over it.
If I was gonna go for the drink for refresh, I'd go for a lime Jarritos.
Ooh,
yeah, I mean that's pretty good too.
Do you
not like
big
a,
enough? I wish they could sold it like double the size.
A fucking peach iced tea though, too.
Oh, dude, that's if I'm on. So I got two, right? If I'm on the go, if I'm on the move, right? I'll either go a peach iced tea or some sort of mineral water, but usually a peach iced tea. But this is a little life hack for y'all, right?
Yeah.
I'm about to drop some knowledge on you.
Please.
Can't wait.
Yeah. How does Straight Outta Compton start? You are now listening to the power of street knowledge.
Yo, teach.
Anyway.
I'm going to say the N-word pretty quickly, I believe.
I mean the album, not the movie.
How does it start?
Like, in the, although I think it actually starts the same way.
No, I'm thinking of Fuck the Police.
Ah, yes. No, the album Straight Outta Compton starts with, you are now listening to the power of street knowledge or some shit. Anyway, I'm dropping some street knowledge on you. This is more for your stay at, this is for your lazy man, you're staying at home, right? But on a summer afternoon, right? And let's say you're living in a shitty share house that doesn't have air conditioning because it's Hastings 5 years ago, right?
I'm not listening.
Let's also say, so you don't have air conditioning, it's a hot summer's day in Mossman or wherever I'm living at the time.
I was never listening.
All right. And let's say you've had 25 cones. Let's say...
Well, you've probably got a bit of cotton, man.
Yes, a very normal scenario I can relate to.
And it's like, also back then, like, I was technically smoking less weed, but I had my weed problem under less control, so I was more fucked up all the time. I remember being very high that whole time, like way too high.
Right, move to the ice creams, please.
We're talking drinks, right?
No, but he needs to think about weed so he can think about ice cream.
I'm putting myself in
He needs
in
to
it.
Think about no, weed no, to we're think talking, about being like, hungry.
We're taking weed. A detour every time. We're talking summer day drinks.
Oh, yeah.
What you do, right, is you go down to the 7-Eleven that's next door to your house, right? You get 3 Gatorades for $7, which is a deal they do. And what you do is over the course of the next 48 hours,
you
drink.
You make 3 bongs out of the Gatorade bottles. You pour them straight down the sink.
Yeah, it sounds like that's what you're doing.
You drink all 3 Gatorades in the space of about 48 hours. You'll be well hydrated. You'll have your sugar up. You know, your electrolytes are flowing. It's your cotton mouth is sorted. It cools you down. It's this big. It's not carbonated, so you can hit it pretty quick. But it's
you
not
can
a
bowl
juice,
as
so
fast as Brett Lee.
It's like a good, like... Gatorade is a good drink for when you need fluid quickly by design.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunately catered perfectly to cottonmouth stoners on a really hot day and they don't want to go anywhere.
Absolutely.
It's perfect. I recommend it more. This is more for the listeners than you
so
guys.
So your life hack is buy 3 Gatorades.
For $7.
That's not... It's not really a hack.
And that's not a hack. That's just, hey, here's a deal I used to get.
Here's something stupid.
If you're going to smoke an irresponsible amount of weed,
this was
then get three gators.
This was also, like, this was a while ago I was doing this. I was doing this in Monavale and also in Dagala. It's like, this was around the time I started to, like, really put on weight.
Right.
This is around the time I started to really pile it on.
Well, I want to introduce this into the conversation now because you mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you fuck with the frozen Coke or the frozen, like, drink?
Great. So, I don't. But
me neither, really.
But it's like a vet's favorite. So, I'll often have one by sort of default.
So, I know people are, like, at movies.
They're a
people
chore.
Are like, you've got to get a fucking frozen
they're
Coke
a chore.
And you do both. And I'm like, oh, but, like, after 2 minutes, like...
Yeah.
It's kind of just like digging.
It's just
like,
sure, yeah.
Give me a fucking full Coke.
Eventually it's also just kind of ice and you've sucked all the flavor out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that flavor is
the same thing with like frozen margaritas and daiquiris and stuff.
It's
like they sound appealing, but it's too much work.
When you like the flavors in the frozen shit, because it's based on a cordial solution type thing.
Yeah.
The flavors aren't as like distinct. Like when it all starts to melt down in that fun cup, it just tastes like sugar. It doesn't even taste like Coke anymore, really. It's also there's no carbonation. I think it's a scam.
Cool. All right.
All
so
right. So here we go.
Store bought.
Here's what I vote. We've all just done top threes. So we'll do top three store bought, and then you can chuck on an ice block.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
All right.
Man, I might have to fucking dig into my mind palace to remember what kind of ice blocks they are. And because I might be like, oh, yeah, I love one. It's called Herr Grubenschlager. And you're like, what? It's called Icy Pole.
All right. I'll hit you with some knowledge. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
Okay. Top three storeboard.
Mm-hmm.
Maxi Bon. Original.
Mm-hmm.
Dip.
Yeah. Then I'm probably... probably a Magnum, if I'm being honest. Call me basic all you like.
Yeah.
But like
which Magnum?
Probably an Ego, if I had to pick.
Ego is the best Magnum as far as I'm concerned.
Then from that, I would...
Too many cunts out there saying almond, and I'm like, get the fuck
out
of here.
I'm going to hit you with the Humble Rainbow Paddle Pop, a personal favorite of mine. Caramel flavored, famously, but it's a rainbow paddle.
If you'll remember, in a split bill that we did together, I actually did quite a big rant about rainbow paddle pops.
I never watched your sets.
I might go.
But don't you remember like they took the bluey green color out of it?
Oh, I did. Was that your bit?
Yeah,
I remember that bit.
I've been doing that bit for years,
but
it's like,
dude.
But it's
only
now just
gigs where you're not there for
but
some
it's,
reason.
It's still like that, and it's just yellow, pink, and purple. But the pink and purple mushed together to create one thing. You're like, what is rainbow about this? And why did they get rid of the color?
It's yellow and pink.
Yeah.
The reason I've thought about it is because I've eaten a lot of rainbow paddle pops in that time, and I've been like, this doesn't look like a rainbow. And I've gone, I think someone has a bit about that.
Like, was it like poison?
Yeah,
why
it was probably
it
more expensive, to be honest.
Yeah,
probably. That's the driver behind most decisions. Big ice cream make.
Yeah. Rose, what's
Streets.
Yours?
Okay, number one, I'm also going to say Maxi Bon, but I'm going to say Honeycomb.
Ooh.
It's objectively the best store-bought ice cream.
Oh, sorry, I didn't chuck on an Icy Pole.
Oh, yeah.
Was
that Icy Pole?
No, Calippo.
Yeah.
Which Calippo? There's a couple.
The red one.
The red?
Like the red package with the yellow and red inside.
So we're going to have some similar and different opinions.
I'm also still a child, so I go like red for it. I'm like, I want the red one.
Yeah, red is cool.
I want the red one.
Honeycomb Maxi Bon. Then you're probably supposed to say Monaco, but I'm going to pronounce it Monaco Bar.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It's like an ice cream sandwich, but it's so good.
It's kind of like both of the good halves of the Maxi Bon, but it's a little more subtle. It's a bit more grown up.
It's thinner.
Yeah.
Say what you will about Monaco,
For a while, I was favoring that over Maxi Bon because, like, Maxi Bon's number one for me.
Cheaper as well.
Yeah, and because I was like, well, it's all the good part. But then I realized, I don't know, maybe I liked the variety or maybe it's the different elements are better or something. But I was drawn back and I'm kind of stuck with it.
Mm.
Also, sorry, this isn't on the list, but real quick, did you see John Cruikshank made another one of those like Lad Bible videos where he goes Australian food that's another nation's food?
Yeah.
Very funny. Check him out, John Cruikshank, great comedian. Like his Facebook page and shit. Check it out. Funny video. He's talking to some French dude about French foods and their Australian equivalents, and they swap over.
It's Italian.
Whatever.
He's done French too.
Oh right, okay.
I think the French
one.
Was the well. This one
the
didn't
French
have gelato.
Was the first.
Yeah, right, you're right. So the second one is Tiny Desert. So it's a guy who...
Did you say the French was gelato? Because gelato
No, I know.
Italian.
That's why I'm... Yeah.
No, he got it right,
yeah.
But also wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Jamie got that.
Okay.
So for the Italian guy, he swaps him a bit of like fancy gelato for a golden gay time. And as soon as the Italian guy had the gay time, his reaction was like, oh, I don't like this at all. And my first reaction in my gut was like, oh, people are going to fucking hate that. Golden gay times are like a weird Australian thing. Mm. And Shank right on cue was just like, oh, they're going to hate that. Like called it right away. And it's like, I think it's cool that like we've all kind of decided that Golden Gate Time is a defensible Australian icon. Like,
well, I think it's the same what a thing segue with into the third thing I was going to say, which was Gay Time.
Yeah, it's also the.
No, that was a good little.
To be honest, man, I think it's also the same with the Maxi Bon. Like,
sure,
the amount
right.
of people like being like the best part of the Maxi Bon is the Bon part. It's like,
but no one's quite united on which is the best Maxi Bon.
No one's united on which is the best flavor, but the best.
I was dating someone
it,
earlier
like,
in the year.
People are pretty
who
specific on
me and Ben. Me and Ben Elwood had a theory for a while about like what it says about you about how you eat your Maxi Bon. We were joking around about that for a few.
I think if you don't eat, like if you don't eat the biscuit half second, then you must be a psychopath of some description.
All right, so here's my. All right, this is perfect. All right, so here's my, it doesn't actually matter which side you eat first. It matters what side you prefer and which side. So do you eat your preferred side first or your non-preferred side first?
Preferred side second and also
so
logistical side second, yes.
Yeah, logistically your argument makes sense and will feed into the point I'm about to make. James, if you were to, would you eat the preferred side or you'd save the good side?
Maxi Bon is chocolate and the biscuit, right?
Yeah, well, half chocolate biscuit, half's like crunchy ice cream.
Yeah, shit. Let me look at a picture right. because, like, I've not eaten that many Maxi Bons right. to be honest.
You do that, I'll tell you the theory, right? Mm-hmm. So
I do like them.
We got into an argument with someone at the back of Mung Kettle about this, where they were saying that how you should save the better half for second, and also logistically that makes sense, right?
I like the biscuity part more.
Yeah. So which part would you eat first if you're eating Maxi Bon?
Probably a chocolatey part because I think it would melt.
Yeah,
it right. melts in your hand. Like, yeah. It's just foolish, if you like it better.
You're absolutely right, right? So I like, me and Ben Elwood both like the biscuit side more, right? So there's now two, and you know the reason to save the biscuit side second makes sense, right? Both of us... Looking at the time there, James.
What are we up to? Oh, what would you rather? We talk about cum again?
I think we can do it.
I think we can
do the whole episode about
No. It's my favorite movie.
We don't have to be at the pub until 9. So.
Oh, my God. No, I have stuff to do and places to be. I'm meeting up with Charlie.
You have to smoke weed.
That's something to do. But no plans are plans.
We're supposed to be doing something nice with Rose.
Yeah, we're doing that. And then I'm going to go do something else.
Right.
After that, we're doing both.
All right.
So... what was I saying? Something about... Oh, yeah, right. So me and Elwood both eat the biscuit side first and both prefer the biscuit side.
You psycho.
Yeah. It makes sense to me because you're both kind of like impulsive.
Yeah, so we... And then it was just
That's true.
Oh, and also we're both drug addicts. Like, it's the exact same...
You get that hit straight away.
If you get the hit straight away and it's also like, well, I don't know what's going to happen. I could die before I get to the second half.
Yeah.
Like, give me the pleasure now because I don't know what's going to fucking happen. Like,
yeah, that makes sense to me.
I think that's like, yeah, I always know what I want, but I'm willing to wait.
Mm. I am not.
Which is, you know...
I am an impulsive...
Well, surgery so far away. Did you ever have the Golden Gay Time sandwich?
Oh, no, I don't think so, actually.
It was a colossal disappointment.
Colossal's a huge word to describe. Well, disappointing ice cream.
Imagine combining like your number That's one true. Ice cream with your number three and then it not even ranking anywhere in there.
Because Golden Gay Time would be in my top five. Like, I gotta say, I would be very interested to try one.
You can still get them at a regular
convenience
store. You
haven't done the poll yet.
I was getting to that. Mine is also Calippo, but mine's just the Origi-Didge yellow.
Ooh. Reminds me of being at the zoo when I was a kid.
I remember, it reminds me of being at the Olympics in 2000, and because we went and watched the basketball, and I think we watched like Yugoslavia versus Canada, Australia versus Canada and Yugoslavia versus Russia.
Sick.
Which, looking back... Yugoslavia versus Russia would have been a fucking great game.
Yeah,
but it was so, so fucking hot in the stadium that we punished like 4 Calippos, like each.
Were you here for the Olympics?
I had just moved here, yeah.
All right. Did you go to anything?
I saw the women's gymnastic like training.
Yeah, cool. It's
pretty sexy.
I saw indoor volleyball, but I didn't know that that was different to speech volleyball. Very disappointed.
You didn't know that they didn't have like the underwear half up their butt.
Yeah, there's like five people on a team and shit. I saw that. I saw the Australian women's hockey team, which were like superstars. Like that was cool to see. I saw them in like a qualifying thing or whatever. And I saw like a track and field day, which was probably the best one I saw. That was so cool.
The tickets wouldn't have been cheap for that.
That was my famous uncle got them for me.
All right.
Yeah. He was a torchbearer, so we got.
I can do mine.
What do you got?
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna lead with the humble magnum, and I would. It would be a toss up for me between the ego, which is just like pure indulgence because it's got the multiple layers
decadence.
And the caramel,
yeah,
or just the simple white chocolate because I'm a big white chocolate fan.
Yeah, I'm a big white chocolate fan too.
I don't mind a bit of white chocolate.
Often there's no chocolate in white chocolate.
Mm.
Interesting. There isn't any at all. It's technically not chocolate.
Oh, okay, cool.
My second would be, and it hasn't been mentioned yet, the Cornetto.
Ooh, I do go for the Cornetto a bit.
I do, like, and Cornetto is like, when you're growing up a little, Cornetto seems like a thing that's something for the adults.
Yeah, it's mummies and daddy's ice cream.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
When I was a kid,
and it's kind of like, you're just like, oh, I fucking like know what cone ice cream is. Like,
I
want something that looks weird and has colors and shit.
Yeah. Give me a Bubble-O Bill.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I also like, I don't really fuck with nuts in my ice cream.
Oh, I like nuts. yeah, I was thinking about mentioning Bubble-O Bill, but like if I had a Bubble-O Bill today, I'd be like, this sucks. Like,
Oh, I reckon
I had one a few years ago. It sucks.
Yeah,
I don't like
really
like bubble gum.
Oh, the bubble gum. The worst bubble gum you ever.
The bubble gum part is like when I went. I went to Spain and they used to have Super Mario ice cream, and this was like in 1991. So like. Super Mario 3 has just come out.
Spain
and, like,
sounds so cool.
But, like, it used to have Super Mario ice cream where like it was essentially a Bubble-O Bill, but like Mario's nose was that.
Oh,
and you just used to be like, fuck, it's Mario ice cream and you get bubble, because bubble gum for children for some reason is so alluring.
Yeah.
Like, you always are like, yeah, I've got to get.
It's because you're not allowed it at school.
Yeah, and because like the idea of blowing a bubble, I think, seems kind of cool. Like,
yeah,
I remember
gimmickry.
I remember like being like obsessed with like getting hold of Hubba Bubba.
Hold on, I'm
stuff.
Working on something on blowing a bubble. Blowing. All the bubbles I can think of are inappropriate. It's either bubbles from the Spice Girls, and that's a child.
Blowing
girl.
A lefty bubble?
Okay.
Of Queen
and then
people.
I was thinking of bubbles from, like as in
Powerpuff
Michael
Girls.
Jackson's monkey, but that's also a joke from The Office then, where he goes forever blowing bubbles. Is the
Did you know one day that Bubbles savagely attacked Michael Jackson and that's why Bubbles just suddenly disappeared?
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, monkeys will do that. Monkeys, so, great eye for pedophiles.
Like, it's like an old Sarah Kendall bit or whatever, but like it's such a good... I'm just like, how much, honestly, would you have paid to be there at the moment that a chimp just snapped? Like, that'd be the best thing you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, man.
So what's my third? The third isn't the poll. We've got a third and then a poll.
Yeah.
Do you need time to think? Because I've got something to bring
up. I know what the poll is. The poll is Cyclone.
Ooh, Cyclone's
okay,
are good.
Yeah.
They're mostly made with apple juice, I found out recently.
Yeah.
I've got, while you're thinking...
They're like not that bad for
I've
you.
Got a good ice
I also
block
like
thing.
The Cola Calippo.
Ooh.
There's a cola one?
They used to be where I lived.
Man,
Spain
I'd fuck
sounds
with that.
So fucking cool.
Yeah, I'd fuck with that. But,
I want to get more of these Spanish ice cream. You're Spanish, right?
Yeah.
There was
hola.
There used to be a thing. There used to be a thing growing up, which was called like Iceman or something like that. And I just lived for the gimmick of it, which was essentially just an icy pole with a like gummy man like in the middle.
I remember that.
I remember that. I fucking smashed heaps of them.
I don't know what the name was, but there was also like a great icy pole that was like kind of shaped like a rocket ship, and it was like kind of like blue, white, and red.
Yeah.
Oh, that was your dad's dick.
Oh, that's why I liked it so much.
Yeah. Yes.
I remember what you mean.
There was one I remember when I was a kid. Where you dig and like it was like a tub one, like the paddle pop tubs or whatever. It wasn't paddle pop.
Yeah.
Get a little plastic spoon and there'd be like bones. It would be like graveyard themed and there would be like bones, like lolly bones throughout. So you're like digging up dead bodies
cool.
and eating it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, pretty informative for me. I think that's like probably like number one best emo thing is like Three Cheers Sweet Revenge by Malcolm Romance. Number two is probably that ice cream.
Cool, maybe you could do a whole podcast about ice cream.
Yeah, we're very close.
Yeah.
Nope.
I have one more, right?
Yeah,
I'm
one
just
more.
Trying to think about it. There's one that's like just like it's kind of like a combination between pole and ice cream that I swear is just like Let me see if I can find that. Yeah, just a regular... That's it. I'm being an idiot. A regular chocolate paddle pop.
Yeah. Right, there you go.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Elegant.
That's great.
Yeah.
Remember Billabongs when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Basically,
I'm looking up. Like I had to look up all this shit, so now like...
Now you're hungry.
Well, no, now I'm just like, oh, fuck, I can't believe all the ones I forgot. Like, I never really fuck with Splices. Or
yeah, I never
hugely
got into that.
I was a big Splice guy.
Buzz. What else didn't I fuck
you're
with?
You looking at some junky article?
Yeah,
like...
yeah. Well, because I figured that...
Oh, I think I've read that. Because
I figured
actually.
That'd be the most helpful, like, to yeah. just look at the...
Remember this?
Yeah. I mean, but, yeah, Buffalo Bill kind of sucks. Yeah, lemonade icy pole is not honestly that bad either.
They're pretty good,
man,
really. Like,
you know what?
It's hard
never,
to beat.
I like raspberry.
I never really fucked with Zupa Dupas, and people like them a lot.
I think the attachment to Zupa Dupas is more like a nostalgic cultural thing rather than an actual.
I kind of view
it's
like,
literally frozen.
Like
it's frozen cordial.
Like, someone
yeah, it's just frozen cordial.
I kind of view it as the same thing as like you know when you'd get like the tape of gum.
Yeah,
you could just or like push pops where you're like. The fact that
it's
not
gimmick.
A traditional eating mechanism. Like, I used to love push pops.
Same.
But it's literally just, like, licking.
I used to, like, roll up, like, the roll-ups.
Fruit
roll-ups? The ones that were, like, a meter long and
coiled
into
a thing. Yeah, I like fruit roll-ups. Yeah. I think if I ate a fruit roll-up now, though, I'd
you
be
would
like...
You would throw
up. Oh, it would be horrible.
Yeah.
It's like, what was that? Richard Jenny
that
used to have a fucking joke about that, where he's like... People talk about all their culinary delights that they've made in their country, and he's like, "Yeah, well, America's made the fruit roll-up. You can like three-hole punch it and stick it in a loose leaf."
There's one. I don't know if you guys have heard of this. Let me just see what it's called. But like, I was obsessed with these snacks when I was a kid, and like, but always like, I never had them. My friend had them.
Were they pods?
They were kind of pod-like. They were called cartoonies.
I don't know if I remember that.
And oh yeah, here we go. They've got them. Oh, it's a British thing. So it's kind of like a biscuit thing with it's a biscuit thing with like cartoon characters on it. There's
right.
like generic ones that they up with.
Never seen
and you
that.
Bite in, it's like a sweet little bite of chocolate. Those I fucked with.
Man.
Although I wonder if those would hold up for me.
All right, on three, everyone, your favorite decade, 90s.
Remember them? Remember? I love Rugrats. Anyway, welcome to We'll Just Tell Your Mother We Ate It All, the podcast about ice creams, ice blocks, and everything found in the freezer at your local convenience store. This week, we're doing Rushmore. It's a 1998 American coming-of-age comedy drama film directed by Wes Anderson about an eccentric teenager named Max Fisher, Jason Schwartzman in his film debut, his friendship with rich industrialist Herman Bloom, played by Bill Murray, and their love... in common for elementary school teacher Rosemary Cross, played by Olivia Williams. The film was co-written by Anderson and Owen Wilson.
Yes.
Sick. To the next step.
To the next step. I'd love to actually do that. That would be fun.
So this is my favorite movie. It's like it's in a tie with two other movies for my favorite movie.
Well, I was going
to
say I've heard
Donnie
you
Darko
say that you.
I recently it's not Napoleon Dynamite anymore. I've recently reviewed my favorite movies.
Right, because I was going to say.
Oh
I've
no!
Heard...
Fuck four way tie. I forgot about the fourth one.
Right. I was going to say I've heard you talk about liking this movie. But I've never heard you say favorite until the last day or so.
Yeah, it's. I would say it's in a four way tie for my favorite movie. With Fight Club.
What are those?
Fight Club, Rocky Horror.
Venom. Fight Club.
Yes.
And Venom.
The book Fight Club. No, Fight Club, Rocky Horror, and The Shining are probably my favorites. But this is my favorite movie. This is like equally my favorite movie. I watched it a couple days ago. I watched it like earlier in the year as well, or maybe it was late last year or whatever. I've seen this movie a million times. I love it. It's a huge thing for me. This is I was delighted to watch it the other day with Yvette. She'd never seen it. I was doing the like, this movie's important to me.
Did she like it?
You better pay attention. She did not like it.
Of course she didn't like it. I couldn't imagine her enjoying this movie at all.
I thought she'd like it. I think she'd like Tenenbaums better, but I thought she'd like it a bit. She didn't like hate it, but she didn't like... She was kind of like, I don't think I got it. And I was like, all right.
You were like, you idiot. Forget the divorce. watching this movie and watching Jason Schwartzman's character and Bill Murray.
God, what actors.
I was, they were both very good. Jason Schwartzman especially.
He was so good.
Film
but watching
debut.
Watching it, I was just like, I can't figure out which one Hastings idolizes and wants to be, but I know it's one or both
my
of
guess
them.
Would have been...
Jamie, they're the same guy.
Yeah.
But my guess if you had to pick one would be Jason Schwartzman because of the whole Arrested Development thing.
My guess
Hastings
would
life.
Be...
Both.
Bill Murray.
It's both.
Yeah.
It's both. The ultimately those they're two.
And I watched it and wanted to be Miss Cross.
Oh man, I would love to. I would just fucking. No, it's like they're kind of.
I wanted to be Dirk.
Wes Anderson is good at getting kids who can act.
Oh yeah, yeah. Definitely. Moonrise Kingdom. Oh my god.
Yeah, I was literally just about to say that too.
There's kids. The kids who play Ben Stiller's kids in Royal Tenenbaums as well are so good.
Oh yeah, they're good.
But no, it's like they're both. They obviously have like different things and they're different characters. But like they're both isolated, lonely, kind of not happy with them. So they share a connection. Those two characters, yeah. Bill Murray and Jason Schwartzman, and I identify what they share. I identify.
But when
with.
Did you first watch this movie?
Probably when I was like 14.
So you wanted to be Jason Schwartzman then?
I didn't want to be Jason Schwartzman. I was like, I resented that I could see Jason Schwartzman in myself, and I could you're not supposed to want to be like that character. I got the movie when
you
I was
at
so
14.
Kid.
I can't imagine was overly like Jason Schwartzman in this.
Are
you going and no, doing all these extracurriculars?
I was captain of the chess team, captain of the debate. I was in the debate team in primary school, but I was captain of the chess team, I was in the union team, the league team, I was playing league on the weekends, and I was in the church band, the big band, and my own band, and I did bass lessons. I did
and
a lot of extracurricular
and you,
activities.
And you
I
were
loved
bad,
extracurricular.
Is that
bad?
Why you just
were you
too many
school?
Bongs now? You're just tired?
Yes. Exactly.
Hastings peaked too early.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Why
David.
Do you think I dressed how
done.
I dressed back then?
This is my retirement.
We figure so many things
I peaked
out
in Adelaide in 2016. I'm sorry.
I was there. You did. Yeah, it's a great movie. It's not like laugh out loud funny.
Yeah, I didn't laugh out loud once.
I laughed out loud like a couple of times, but like just, it's not
it's
like
it's not supposed to be laugh out loud.
Yeah, it's meant to be whimsical.
But
it's,
I feel like you could at least get one or two like big laughs. Like
one or two.
It's not like I didn't not enjoy the
more,
movie.
It's more just a different type of not a different. That's so douchey to say. It's going for a different type of laugh, but it's like it's not supposed to be that kind of funny. It's
yeah.
It's more supposed to be like it's more like a. It's a feeling of funny, and it's like, this whole thing's...
This movie quite often turns up on lists of best comedies of all time.
So, as having seen it, yeah, as it should, it's my favorite comedy. It's as seen it 100 times, I'll laugh out loud at it, but just thinking about it 6 months after I last watched it, just being like, fuck, remember... With, oh god! And he screams. I wrote a hit play at the guy. That's like, man. That's like
the dinner scene.
The dinner
scene
is like
Wilson
one of my favorite.
Is so
scenes.
Funny, and it is very like you.
Yeah, but just where his response is. His response. I think the question is, Max, what's gotten into you? And he just goes, "I wrote a hit play." Yeah. I love that. It's I really connect to
the
him.
That's really the OR line made me laugh out loud.
What's which the OR line again?
Where he's like, "I wear this in the OR."
Oh,
and he says,
OR. He like looks around for a laugh.
Yeah,
that's great. The first scene with Miss Cross, where he's like on the bleacher and he keeps moving, like he's moving to the front of the bleacher and the back of the bleacher, and he comes.
Very
to
Hastings.
That's not so Hastings, but. I really like that scene.
He would have got in the grill straight away.
Yeah. He would have been asking her for nudes.
Yeah. Also, like, the big montage where they get revenge on each other's grade. It's like, oh, man, this movie just makes me feel good. I really love this movie.
So, surprised you haven't brought up the brand new thing yet?
There's a few emo things. There's three emo things with this movie.
Okay, three, because I remembered two.
Yeah.
Which was obviously
I'm Not Okay video is, like, pretty loosely parodying it. Like, it's pretty directly parodying.
Okay,
it.
That's not what it was. There was a third musical related. Well, there was that, which is, I think, whether or not you like Fall Out Boy or whether or not you like the fact that it's a reference to Rushmore, that is one of the worst song titles of all time.
That's the that beauty of Fall Out
absolutely
Boy.
Absolutely terrible.
That's not even one of the top 10 worst Fall Out Boy song titles.
Which speaks to a much greater problem with the band.
But the songs are great.
It was a trend at the time. It was a, you know... I quite like...
Everyone was Fall Out Boy popularized.
I quite
like...
It's famously a Fall Out Boy thing originally, right? Like, they did it before Panic did and all that sort of shit, right?
In the emo scene, yes.
Yeah. I know, it's... I don't think they were the first musicians.
But also, like, post-rock bands have been doing it for longer than that because they don't have any fucking
lyrics,
so they've
been
got, like...
doing it for years, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, sure. But when Panic at the Disco were doing it, I think they were doing it because Fall Out Boy did it.
But, like, post-rock bands did it, like, wankily because they don't have any lyrics, so they just put, like, whatever in the song. Like, there was this band called Laura from Melbourne... who had a song called, like, it's kind of like the innocent smiles you get at the beginning of a relationship before you fuck everything up.
Yeah, that's nowhere near as cool as tell that Mick he just made my list of things to do today.
One of my favorite Fall Out Boy songs.
It's a great Fall Out Boy song. It's the first song on their first album.
It was actually the first song of theirs I heard because it came on some Blunt magazine sampler.
It's a great track.
And I didn't like it then and I don't like it now.
I think I prefer Patrick Stump singing on the first two albums before he gets like too jazzy.
No, I disagree. I think he gets really like he's a very good
singer. I barely listen post like Folly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is just a very good singer.
Oh, anyway, undeniably. Somewhere later in the movie.
So just for the clarification, the three things we're talking about is brand new, have a song named after a quote from this, which is Sick Trance of Glory, Glory Fades.
Which do you think sort of also in like the storyline of this sort of inspired that? Because it's about fucking an older woman.
I don't think it inspired it. I think that he saw a connection. But yeah, the song mirrors in some ways what happens in the film. Then there's the song Tell That Mickey Just Made My List of Things to Do Today, which is a quote from the movie, and the I'm Not Okay video from Michael
there
Romance
was a third,
is a pretty close parody.
There was a third reference as well, sort which of. I just cannot remember. I looked it up before we started and I couldn't find it, but like I think it's because they're songs, but I think there was also a band that must have named themselves after something which was like later than both of those things in the movie.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what it was.
It's not unlikely.
Also,
it's a big emo movie. Like, it's
interesting in this is Alexis Bledel is just an extra.
Yeah, she's there.
Who's that?
She's Rory Gilmore.
Oh, fuck. I didn't notice that.
Like when he first starts at the Grover Cleveland, like the right of him is just Alexis Bledel.
Here you go, Rose. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you've heard of the hardcore band Every Time I Die, but they're great. And they have a song called She's My Rushmore. There's also
You're probably looking
at the same thread that I was, and I couldn't find it in there.
No, so it's not that?
No. I'm fairly certain it was a band was called something that was said, but I don't know. I'd have to read the fucking script.
Sky Eats Aeroplane. I don't know. It's just the worst band name I could think of.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you remember Sky Eats Aeroplane? Awful.
No.
They were like kind of like an Itch Shikari ripoff, almost, sort of.
Dear, oh dear.
Yeah. Kind of bridge the gap between Itch Shikari and Attack, if that puts it in context for anyone.
I don't really know that band either.
Attack,
the Crabcore Band.
Stickley.
They're the famous Crabcore Band.
Ugh.
Yep. Also known for their cover of I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry.
Oh, that would be great.
It's great too.
Dog shit. So auto-tune. It's because they're the auto-tune shit. Anyway, I laughed out loud a lot in this. When Bill Murray's crying in his dumb Vietnam play, I laughed at that a lot.
Yeah, that's funny.
He's like overreaction.
That's funny.
Yeah, there's heaps of good shit. It's just like...
I like the dynamic between him and the Scottish kid.
Yeah, that's great. The speech Bill Murray gives at the start where like... No one's reacting, but he's in a fancy private school just saying, take down the rich kids.
Yeah.
Just take aim at the rich kids. That's great. But yeah, I like the music in it a lot. Yeah, do you know what? You remember the other day when we did the Eventualand episode and I was saying like it was full of free hits?
Mm.
I didn't know any of the songs. There may be a couple, but I didn't really know the songs.
I knew a couple.
This is a good...
Oh, Yoko.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew the Who one. And
Cat Stevens?
I know Cat Stevens. I recognize
Here She Come Now. That was in an episode of Scrubs.
I probably know that from that movie.
It's older.
Yeah.
But it's all taken.
I love the music,
but it's all
like,
taken from British Invasion kind of stuff. And also, the music for the movie was done by Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo.
Sure, but the point that's all great. But the point I'm making is that when I'm talking about free hits, I'm talking about a movie in 2011 with Adventureland reaching back 40 years, I think.
Well, 70s is the giant cliche rock decade.
So they're reaching, so the older it's argument, that it's older, like these are, they weren't picking songs from 1998 in this movie either. Both movies are reaching back.
You're picking them from the same era, just from a different country.
Exactly. So it's like, man, you can pick songs that excite me, that get me going, that fit the tone of the movie, that work with the characters, that maybe aren't a Velvet Underground song. Or maybe aren't the third most popular Velvet Underground song or whatever.
They're doing different things, though.
Yeah.
Sure, like, totally.
Like, I mean, Adventureland is pretty clearly doing that stuff to set a time and a place. Mm-hmm. Whereas this is like set...
It's aesthetic.
Any time you... this is just Wes Andersoning.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like creating
totally.
An aesthetic that extends to the sound as well as
they're
color and everything.
They're doing different things for different reasons. But I'm putting my complaint about Adventureland in context of like... This movie may be like, oh, I don't know this song, but I'm having a great time. And I enjoy that more than I enjoy, oh, cool, they're doing Pale Blue Eyes. Cool, all right. Or like Juno is another great example, right? Juno, I didn't know who Kimya Dawson was before I saw Juno. I didn't sure know who the Moldy Peaches.
And I didn't want to know who she was after it.
Really?
Oh,
I thought you'd be a big Kimya Dawson fan.
No, it's so twee. Fucking hate twee.
Is that deeply transphobic of me? Sorry, homophobic of me to assume that you were a Kimya Dawson fan?
No, I think you're incorrectly equating some of my music wankery with
that. Oh, it's also a lesbian thing.
Okay, yeah, no.
It's a big lesbian artist.
No, yeah. I'm more of a tattoo lesbian.
Man, who isn't? Yeah, that video, very informative for the big dog.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
I think that's why we're friends.
I was coming back from the beach with B, Bubba Skeller, and Demi Lardner the other day, and we just blasted it. And yeah. Oh, boy, did we have fun.
Yeah. 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 Three queer women. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good shit.
Olivia Williams, then.
Oh, beautiful.
Man, that's... Oh, my God. It's not like a funny scene. The scene where she, like, turns on him a little bit, where she finally, like, is like, what do you think was going to fucking happen? Mm. Like, do you think you'd fuck me and shit? That is one of the most satisfying... Because, like, again, like, I saw this when I was fucking 14 and shit. And it's such a thing of just, like...
You were just like, no!
Because I remember at the time being like, oh, that poor boy. And now seeing it, I'm just like, yeah, good. Like,
yeah, well, I watch it now and I'm like, she's the sympathetic character. Because you're like, 100%. How often must that happen?
She's written and to like, be the sympathetic character. She is the sympathetic character. No, yeah. Max is a fucking moron.
Because it must be so hard to, like, be that person where, like, some little boy fawns after you. And you, like, have to, like... kind of be nice and try and like,
yeah,
because yeah. You don't want to just
she
be
probably
like,
shouldn't
fuck
hang out
off
with
little gremlin
time.
Yeah,
she but did like, plenty wrong.
You know what I mean? But like, you don't yeah, want to totally. Just be like, fuck off, gremlin boy. But like, you don't want them to get the wrong impression. Yeah, and everything
I do
like that because like little boys,
if it's like a lonely kid,
little boys so easily will get the wrong impression.
They did take
about that.
Pains to do that. I know in the Met because I know that they when they were Pig Jason Schwartzman, they were like. Oh yeah, we've got him because he can make him likable despite doing so many
yeah.
awful things.
He's clearly Max is the bad guy for most of the movie.
Yeah,
like, and it's yeah. that's what again compared to Adventureland. I don't know why I'm comparing it to Adventureland
because it was the movie we
it,
did
it was
last
also
week.
Because I had a lot of complaints about it, even though I thought it was good. I had issues with it. This does so.
Adventureland is better than this.
You know how Adventureland.
I enjoy
thing,
Adventureland.
The thing I kept saying
this.
About Adventureland was how
when you say Adventureland's better than this movie.
You can suck my dick.
present it.
Adventureland.
Don't
like,
say that because he will.
I kept saying I that. do I take my dick out?
No.
Like, is it worth the
no,
bit? If
you
I
know, you've already taken your balls out on the podcast before.
All right. So Adventureland, I kept saying it was having its cake and eating it too. Right. I wanted to do all the Manic Pixie Dream Girl stuff, but while being self aware and knowing what they're doing. I can't remember what it's 13 years earlier this was made than Adventureland. But it's got. Kind of like the quirky writer, genius, troubled genius, sympathetic guy. But it's they qualify and they do it. They've got the Manic Pixie Dream World, but they do just enough so that it's just not enough of whatever. So it's like they're still getting the... They got Lou Reed, but it's like they justified in plot, but it's still at the end of the day, I'm still looking at a Manic Pixie Dream Girl, a sad boy I can project myself onto, and Velvet Underground is still playing, and I'm still getting all the hits in my head from the positives of that with and they've just kind of couched it or whatever. Whereas this, like, genuinely, Max is the bad guy. He's being a piece of shit. He tries to make this teacher into as many pieces of the world, and she's like, nah, get fucked. She's very much her own character with her own agency. It doesn't feel like something they tried to fix after the first draft. This was written from the ground up as like, no, this guy's a cunt. Like, this guy's actually a kind of a piece of shit. Rather than writing this very kind of cliched story and then just fixing it a bit. It felt like they tried to fix Adventureland.
No, I mean, yes and no. Like, I disagree. I think, like, at the heart of Adventureland is a coming-of-age love story. And this
sure.
is, like, a quirky coming-of-age story that's not about love in any way.
It's very much
so,
not
like,
a love
they're
story.
They're doing,
yeah.
like, a coming-of-age story and being like, how do we spin the trope on its head a little?
Yeah.
Whereas this is just
but if
like,
you're going to spin the trope on its head, you shouldn't still get the positive effects as if you just did the trope.
But what do you want from it? Do you want, like... I mean, like, what do you want from Adventureland? Do you want him to just be a cunt? And because then you've just fucking made Rushmore send an amusement park.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
this feels like more, like... This feels like so
I
far
think,
away
I,
from Adventureland. To me, it feels more of a
I
piece
think,
with something like Election.
Yeah, write the characters yeah. better is the answer to your question. Like, they could have just done it. Like, they could have written Kristen Stewart better from the ground up.
But I think
they could
those,
have...
I would say that Adventureland kind of like writes teenage characters truer than this movie. Like, this is deeply stylized.
Oh, absolutely truer. You're
like,
absolutely right in terms of truer. This movie doesn't... this movie isn't and it's realistic not supposed at all. To be.
So like, it's really apples and oranges. Yeah, these two movies. Like, this feels much more of a piece with something like Election, where like they're deliberately writing someone to be kind of a cunt.
I'm saying in terms of like it's they definitely fall. They have the same target audience in the terms of me when I was 14. Like,
I'm not even. Yeah, I wouldn't even. I reckon say they'd have
pretty much the same target audience. It's a decade. It's Rushmore over a decade apart. Yeah, they're over a decade apart.
I would say
same age group.
This movie is not being pitched at 14-year-olds.
I would say that the people who have watched Adventureland have probably watched Rushmore, but I don't think they're like we're going for the same thing.
They're definitely not going for the same thing. I'm not saying that.
And also, like, Wes Anderson stuff is far more adult. I would say.
Maybe a couple of years. Wes Anderson's not that adult. I was like loving Wes when I was 15. Like,
but like kids don't like quirky esoteric shit like that.
I think kids like quirky things. Isn't that what all children's media is?
But not to
like,
this
I remember
degree.
When I was 14, I did like the colors and the music, and then not in a child way, but in a like, oh, it's like
when
a
when I was
fun
14, I liked the color and the shape by Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Now we're back on track.
I mean, like, I do agree with you. Like, yeah. I mean, like, especially because, like, it to me, like, Adventureland, this fits the mold of, like, a 14-year-old discovering that movies don't necessarily need to be formula-based, but also can succeed within formula and be...
I was probably directly comparing them too much. What I'm saying, the point I'm trying to make is one of the reasons Rushmore is so good is because it is aware of the tropes but doesn't just directly turn on them or use them. It's just sort of like... It's a very... what's the word I'm trying to... It's very clear in what it's set out to do and it does it well, whereas eventually and I'm like, what are you... It's not clear to me what... It is clear to me, but it seems to me that they wrote something, saw problems with it, and fixed it. As opposed to this, where it's like they've created something where it's just like, oh, this just... I don't know. I feel like maybe I was supposed to feel the same way in Adventureland that I felt in Rushmore. Different ways of achieving it. But it's the kind of like coming of age, this like kind of like weird kid, this kind of, you know...
I agree.
As a 15-year-old boy, it's very like you project yourself onto the main character.
I agree with Jamie's thing about like the comparison to Election.
Yeah. It's a different genre. I'm not saying the movies themselves are similar.
I was thinking about it. I think Election might be my favorite movie we've done for this podcast.
Be up there for me.
Hot Bot for me.
Yeah, what's the worst one we've done?
It's got to be Hot Bot. Like,
yeah.
Right? Project X was pretty bad.
One of those two.
Project X made me madder.
When we did the rankings episode, Project X was my lowest one and Hot Bot was... I believe both of you.
We've watched some pretty bad ones since then. Mm. I mean, I like all of the American Pie direct-to-DVD movies I hated.
Yeah.
I wonder if we've watched more things that we hated than we enjoyed.
Probably.
Because I've certainly hated a lot of things for this show.
Man, I'd love to have a look.
Man, let's do a spreadsheet.
Let's have a look now, quickly. Pad for a second. Podigy.
I mean, I have to hang some washing out.
I got more thoughts on Rushmore, I'm sure.
I forgot to do that before.
Actually,
you guys got here.
Actually, I believe I took a note. Hold on.
Because, like, we kind of, like, I mean, like, a lot of them veered off into fucking, like, nowhere near.
Well, that's it probably favors then in favor of things that we like because we've strayed from the premise in order to not do things that we hate.
I mean, I loved all 27 episodes of All Center.
Do you remember that scene in Rushmore the first time you see Bill Murray after Miss Cross has broken up with him?
And he looks like shit.
And he's in the hospital and he's like drinking in the elevator. It's like, man, I've never connected with a character so hard in my fucking life, dude. That bit where he's just like, Bill Murray's such a good actor. He's like dead in the eyes and he's just like, kind of just like, I don't know. He's got like starboard. Man, Bill Murray's such a good actor.
Do you like
I
Lost
really
in
like the moment of
I do, yeah.
him discovering the bees and then him in the elevator.
Yeah.
Like
that bit's great. Yeah.
That was very good.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, that's the bit you put in the trailer sort of thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like that's as close as you get to an action scene in the movie. Is they do some pranks on each other.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here's a list of episodes.
Mm. Why didn't you just go to Spotify and look at our feed?
Oh, good point.
It's like so quick and easy.
Yeah, I know.
When I was watching the movie,
these are fucking.
They'd be old, right? Did you find that old spreadsheet?
No, I'm just looking at Ladder and Podigy here. Like, the worst thing I've seen so far is American Pie, The Naked Mile. Mm. It's like Role Models was good. Like
Role Models is great.
Heathers was good.
I loved Heathers. Good.
I don't fucking even remember the first time. What was that about?
That was shit.
What was the first time?
That was like, that was the one that a fan asked us to do. And it was like,
was it them like having sex? I assume it's about having sex.
Oh, is the one where he freezes time?
No.
Or goes back in time or something?
No, it was
there was one where someone goes back in time.
It was really boring. It was like a kid and a... I couldn't even think of how to describe it. It sucked. It was boring.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of the time I'm watching these movies, I'm just scrolling on Twitter.
Aren't we all?
I'm pretty high and I'm scrolling on Twitter.
Slackers was pretty
Slackers
bad.
Slackers was terrible.
Slackers was bad.
Oh, we did Everybody Wants Some. I love that movie.
That's great. I love that.
Whatever in that.
I like that more than Days and Confused. The baseball ones.
Oh, 200 Cigarettes was real bad.
Oh, yeah, that was really bad.
The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants was real bad.
Yes, that was very bad.
Game Night ruled.
Yeah, Game Night,
yeah, it did rule.
The Inbetweeners movie kind of sucks.
Oh, that was awful.
Oh, Whatever It Takes sucks.
Oh, that was horrible. Yeah.
Hotbot was probably the rapiest.
Yeah,
well, or like 16 Candles, maybe. I fucking hated 16 Candles. That might
there's
be
another one that was
I really hated that movie.
Yeah, 16 Candles was exceptionally
like
rapey and horrible.
You can go back. There and listen, was another. But I hated all the John Hughes shit.
There was another rapey
Ferris.
One. It was like,
was a
Loser was quite rapey
yeah.
and also
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, it was too. Loser sucked. Man, what a time we've had. I don't know, any final thoughts on Rushmore? I think like cunt listener. Sorry, listener.
Andrew Hastings could gush more about Rushmore. Five
just
stars.
Just called everyone cunt.
Yeah, listen up, cunts. If you haven't seen Rushmore, go watch it and come to understand Andrew Hastings a little better.
It's so funny how much of this episode was ice cream content.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. This is probably about the amount of time we should talk about the movie
yeah.
anyway.
And tell that Mick to buy me some ice cream.
Absolutely. That joke is such a... Oh, that's right. That's what I was going to say. Yvette didn't know Jacques Cousteau was a real person.
Oh.
She thought he was a character from 30 Rock.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah, man. She was like watching, she was like, wait, is that? I thought. And I was
ahead
like,
of time.
Oh, did you think?
Because you haven't been paying attention. Yvette is Andrew's wife.
Yeah, that's my wife. Yeah. She thought. She's a little
thought
younger.
That Jacques Cousteau was
does that mean
person?
Astronaut Mike Dexter is real?
Yeah, that'd be, the joke is if she thinks Buzz Aldrin's a fictional
yeah.
character.
But you two were just looking at each other. I love if I was sitting over here going, yeah, who would have thought that? Oh, yeah. I totally knew that he was real.
That, any final jokes?
I liked
thoughts?
It. It's good.
I feel like it. Man, let's just do it with it. Let's do Royal Tenenbaums next. Fucking.
Man, if we were to do any Wes Anderson movie, I'd say Grand Budapest.
So that's right. I got hot takes on his other work. I think Grand Budapest a little overrated. It's probably the most popular one.
I
would say Moonrise was the most popular, or Royal Tenenbaums.
I really love
Royal Tenenbaums. Probably the most popular. Moonrise Kingdom was my favorite. I think.
I like that. I think the Fantastic Mr. Fox belongs in the conversation too.
That's
I
good.
Just so fun. I just haven't seen it.
It's just so fun.
I think Life Aquatic, a lot of people say, and I think that's a touch overrated.
I haven't seen that either.
I think the Darjeeling's the most underrated because people hate that
Darjeeling,
one.
I love, dude. Darjeeling's amazing.
Why do people hate it?
They just think it's kind of boring.
It's
and plotting.
It's a bit slow and it's like, it's less...
But that's kind of the point.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they're on a train.
It's meant to be ponderous.
Yeah, and it's also like, it doesn't have as much like cute shit as these others because it's set on a train in a desert. So there's less like pink symmetrical houses and shit. Which I love that shit too, don't get me wrong, but it's like... Apparently, I haven't confirmed this.
You haven't
seen
Bottle Rocket?
Yeah, I've seen a few times.
I haven't seen Bottle Rocket.
It's good. It's not... So, you know how, like, this is Wes Anderson, obviously, and, like, you can tell watching this Wes Anderson, but it's not, like, dialed up to 11 Wes Anderson the same way, like...
Because that's his first movie, right?
Oh, no, I'm saying Rushmore. Like, this was like a 5 out of 10 Wes Anderson in terms of...
Oh, like, 10 out of 10 is Grand Budapest.
Yeah, so 10 out of... Right. Like, Budapest is probably his most... Wes Anderson one. Bottle Rocket, it's like a 1 out of 10. Like, you can see it and it's really interesting as a fan to be like, oh, there's like bits and pieces of it, but it's like, it's kind of more like an indie like road movie. Like, it's good. It's great. Owen Wilson's a fucking great actor. Owen Wilson, so you know how Owen Wilson wrote this movie but he's not in it or whatever. I haven't confirmed this with a screenshot or anything, but I've been told that the scene which is low-key rapey, but is handled correctly. She responded, like, it's not like, you don't forgive the character for it. But the bit where he sneaks into her bedroom and pretends to be injured and tries to kiss her and she kicks him out and tells him to get fucked and shit. Apparently in that scene, you can see a photo of Owen Wilson somewhere and the implication is that her dead husband is played by Owen Wilson.
Ah, that's cool.
Because he's in like every other Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Owen Wilson in Royal Tenenbaums is so fun. Which
another interesting layer in that too. Maybe she was dating his brother.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, man. One of probably my like most laugh out loud Wes Anderson joke is in Tenenbaums. And it's when you get introduced to Owen Wilson character and he's like a Western writer and he's getting interviewed and his light bulb's flashing and he's like walking and he's all cool and he's dressed as a cowboy. And he goes, everybody knows General Custer died at Little Bighorn. What this book presupposes is maybe you didn't.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah. All right. Are we good?
Yeah. Anything to plug?
Yeah, baby. I got gigs and stuff coming up. The big one is this comes out on Thursday. You'll be listening to this on Thursday, maybe. On Saturday, I'm performing at the Sydney Opera House.
Woo!
With a good friend of the show, Beck Charlwood. You can't come to the show, but you can stream it on their website and on their YouTube, I believe.
Live?
I'm not sure if it's live or not, or after. I'm getting like, we're allowed to announce it at 9 a.m. tomorrow, which is yesterday if you're listening to this. And all the details will be there. So go to my social media for details, Rose Alice Piper on Twitter and Instagram, Rosie Piper on Facebook. Other gigs that I have coming up. I am doing Yeah the Girls at the Chippendale on October 8th.
That show's great.
I'm doing Comedy
Canteen. I'm not allowed to do it for obvious reasons.
I'm doing Comedy Canteen on Saturday, October 10th. That's where is that?
That's the East Sydney Hotel.
That's the East Sydney Hotel.
Yes, in Woolloomooloo.
And then on Thursday, October 15th, I am doing... I'm not doing that. I got put on the lineup and I have to move that. I'm doing Chomsky comedy at some point. I don't know when that is. Sick. That's also at the Chippendale.
Sick. Go see Rose's shit. I'm gigging a lot, but I there's no one show that I feel like there's just like... I might start posting my gigs somewhere again. Just follow me on Twitter and Instagram and I'll start posting my gigs more. Let's do it
in an Instagram story.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I'm going to start posting the gigs I'm doing more. Let's do that. At Andrew Hastings 11 on Instagram, Andrew Hastings on Twitter.
I'm Jamie Co Comedy on Instagram. That's where I put all gig stuff. And listen to my other podcast, Community Notice Board.
Listen to Jamie's other podcast, Community Notice Board.
And that's it from me. I need to pee real bad.
I need to hang washing out that I forgot to do before you guys get here.
Cool. All right.
Before you get here.
To the next step?
To the next step.
Underrated ice cream? Heart.
Oh, what is that?
It's kind of like a Magnum, but it's shaped like a heart.
Oh, yeah.
It's good,
man. With that.
It's like a simpler Magnum.
Hey, do you remember the one that was like, it was like pink and it was like a circle, but it was on a stick? Anyway, it was sickly and disgusting.